On April 17th, the Baltimore-based United Workers Association held a protest and march to move their campaign for human rights in Baltimore's Inner Harbor forward.
We talk about respect. Like I said, every man, you know, want to be treated with respect. You know, so this is a human right issue. You know, every person have a right for a higher education, health care, and be treated with respect and dignity. And that's what this is all about.
From the beginning of the march, the group made it clear exactly what they were out there for. Veronica Dorsey is an organizer with the United Workers Association.
Good afternoon, and thank you everybody for coming out to the Be More Fair and joining us in our human rights march and protest. And at this time, I would just like to tell you, my name is Veronica Dorsey, and I'm a leadership organizer with the United Workers. The United Workers is a human rights organization led by the poor, trying to find them in the poverty. So, we know today that our strength is in our unity and our message. And our message is that we will secure all low-wage workers to be able to have the rights to dignity, health care, and education. But we know it's going to take each and every one of you that's represented today and your community to help make this possible. So as we stand here in the circle before we move to our next target, I would just like to ask you this question. Who out here in this audience believe that all life is sacred and worthy of human dignity?
I spoke with another member of UWA.
My name is Marilyn Hunter, and I'm with the United Workers Association.
What are you guys out here doing today?
We're protesting for human rights with a focus on the situation of workers in the harbor of Baltimore.
What is that situation?
The situation is there are three main restaurants that we've done investigation and targeted where the workers are just suffering from lack of pay, not getting paid all the time, having to, for example, pay for cups to drink water, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're focusing on the harbor as a symbol of Baltimore's growth and the luxury of Baltimore, but it's poor workers that are suffering to bring that to the city.
And what are your eventual goals in the campaign?
Well, the eventual goals, long-term of the goals, are to end poverty by uniting those people who suffer from it.
And what are the short-term goals?
The short-term goals are to bring human dignity and human rights to these workplaces in the harbor as a symbol that the workers can organize and can accomplish something.
Allies of the United Workers came out in force. More than 60 people from Philly, including members of Student Union, made the trip down to Baltimore to show support and to cover the event. A number of other groups also came out, and one of UWA's faith allies in Baltimore spoke at the rally.
We understand as we gather today, as we march down to raise awareness of the injustices going on in Baltimore City and beyond, where our friends are from beyond.
Yeah.
We know that we're marching toward those who believe that they have the power.
We're marching toward those who control our neighborhoods, our wages, and they believe that they have all the power.
Well, as a servant of the Most High God, I'd like to say that they are sadly mistaken.
That's right, yeah!
That they do not have all power.
I caught up with him after his speech.
My name is Heber, H-E-B as in basketball, E-R, last name Brown like the color.
And what organization are you out with today? Or?
I'm actually proud to be the pastor of Pleasant Hope Baptist Church in Baltimore.
And what are you out here to do today?
I'm here to stand in unity and solidarity with my brothers and sisters from all the organizations present. But specifically today, I'm here to raise our voices for human rights and justice in Baltimore City. And as many on Wall Street and in corporations have gotten bailouts from our government, I think it's time for the people to rise up and demand that we get what we deserve as human beings. I'm not asking for handouts. We're not asking for anything we don't deserve. But we're asking for, we're demanding what every human being should get just as a part of being a human being. And so I'm glad to be a part of the parade.
I asked him what he thought some of those basic human rights included.
A living wage. It has to be just basic human rights. Quality education in Baltimore City. Our students have been, our city school system has been historically underfunded. Everybody knows it, and yet nobody is doing anything to put the money where it belongs and put the resources where it belongs. Housing. My brothers and sisters from SMEAC, an organization called Save Middle East Action Coalition, they're here as well because they live in the shadow of Johns Hopkins. Now, your listeners, they may know Johns Hopkins because of the great research into medicine. But here in Baltimore, we know Johns Hopkins because of gentrification. They have moved out poor black families out of East Baltimore, moved them to the margins of society to replace them with the elites of society. And we're saying that's not right. And so I can go down the list. SEIU, our brothers and sisters from that organization is there. And so we're here for health care as well. Everybody in America deserves health care, not as a privilege, but as a right. Those are just a few of the things. The list can go on.
The march ended inside the harbor, right in the middle of all the rush hour activity, and right outside of the employer that was declared the worst of the worst by the workers in the harbor, Phillips Seafood. But the campaign is bigger than just one restaurant, or just one tourist hotspot, or even just one city. The United Workers, like the Philadelphia Student Union, sees itself as a part of the movement to end poverty led by poor people. And this campaign is a really important step in that movement. To find out more about the United Workers, go to unitedworkers.org. This piece was recorded and edited by Dan Jones for On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union.